You voted. We have a wild card. That's right. We're ready to announce the winner of our competition for a wild card entry to the Australian Poetry Slam. More than 200 entries, whittled down to a short list of six. And if you didn't happen to catch them across the network, here's a little taste.
The last time I saw you whole, Ron Merck's giant naked baby was front page news.
Grazed by your shuffling, strolling, sprinting, capable, cooperative feet.
It happened at first with a pain, as the greedy organ swelled to obtain the space within her.
She's become an artiste, thanks to Grandpapa's generous trust fund.
And I don't have an end to this story. We could toss heads or tails.
That's it. Send him home in disgrace to disappear without trace.
They're the six shortlisted entries, just a taste of the Poetry Slam competition. You've voted. You've helped us decide on the RN wildcard that will go to the Sydney Opera House very, very soon. And I can now announce to you that the winner of the RN wildcard entry to the Australian Poetry Slam National Final is a bloke by the name of Will Small. Congratulations, Will.
Thank you.
From Canberra, I should say, so not far to Sydney. It's not a very exotic trip, which is a bit of a disappointment, but you must be very excited.
Yeah, no, definitely very excited.
You nervous?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Why would you be nervous? You're a veteran at this. This is the backstory that no one knows.
Yeah, a little bit, I guess. I'm actually writing an honours thesis at uni this year about slam poetry, so it feels quite poetic and exciting to be able to be in the slam this year.
That's incredible, but you are breaking the universal law that academics can't do. That's why they research.
Yeah, so I don't know how my grades will be at the end of the year, but yeah, I'm giving it a go.
All right, so you think this might prove that you're no good as an academic?
Yeah, maybe, but then I can at least, you know, if they give me a bad grade, I'll say, well, hey, look, I got into the final, so
yeah, exactly.
Surely that counts for something.
No, you can take your grade and shove it. I'm actually a real competitor. That's what you can say. Any preparations underway?
Yeah, I guess I will hopefully try and write something new, but yeah, I guess I'll just see how the sort of next couple of weeks go, because I always do find it harder to write something when it's for competitive purposes. So
Well, you've only got 10 days, so if you get it right, you better get cracking. How long does it normally take you to put a poem together?
I usually do it in one sitting if it's, you know, the inspiration is flowing. So it might sort of be one late night or one long session at a coffee shop, but you know, if it doesn't happen, I've got other things up my sleeve.
A lot of pain, you reckon, over the next 10 days?
Potentially.
Yeah, sleep in your car, whatever it takes, whatever it takes. How many, actually, how many do you need?
I'm not sure. I would love to know that.
I think I've figured out the first item in your preparation.
Yeah, I've got to find who can explain to me how many poems.
That's right, and who you're up against and all of that sort of stuff. Tell us about your background in poetry.
Well, when I was a Year 12 student, I was really into hip-hop music and rap, and I actually heard about a local poetry slam and just the idea of sort of stripping it back, just the voice and sort of, you know, one person telling a story behind a mic. I loved that idea and sort of went along and got pretty hooked. And, yeah, so now I've actually, the last couple of years, been going back into high schools and talking to students about how, for me, like, I didn't really like poetry that much during school. I didn't hate it, but I felt pretty apathetic towards it. And then sort of discovering that there was this living, dynamic performance poetry scene really made a change for me. So just trying to, I guess, go back and help some other students discover it before it's too late.
Yes, and if not, write a thesis on it. Congratulations, you're off to the Sydney Opera House, Will. And actually, while you're there, Will, meet Julian Morrow, who's going to host the program tomorrow. How are you doing, Jules?
I'm going very well, Waleed. Gee, what a cool customer Will is.
I know, very cool. He doesn't care at all. He's like, oh, yeah, whatever, I'll sort something else.
Taking it in stride. I've got to say, I'm a little bit worried about the judging process, because I could have sworn when you played those highlights of the finalists, one of those voices was Sarah Hanson-Young, wasn't it? Pretty sure she was a poet.
Yeah, it could well be true. I'm not going into it, Jules. I'm not prepared to sacrifice.
I'd hate to see this poetry competition appeal to the Australian Electoral Commission.
Fair enough. Have you got any advice for Will, incidentally?
Look, I think don't get too excited would be my first piece of advice, but I'm fairly confident Will's going to go with that. Yeah, exactly. Sure. Based on the previous interview, maybe write a poem.
Yep.
Would be another one.
Good.
I'd do that. You know, bribery always works too. It's one of the most underrated literary art forms. So a bit of a paper bag can help too.
Yeah, just steer clear of ASIC, although maybe it's not that difficult these days.
No, they're not looking. I heard the show earlier.
That's right. You happy with that advice, Will?
Yeah, I might seek out some other sources of advice, but that's a
it's a great smackdown.
Well, look, if he doesn't make it as a poet, he'll certainly work as a diplomat.
That's exactly right. Well done, Will. Congratulations. All the best. We'll be barracking for you as RN's own representative. That's Will Small.
And I do love that idea, Waleed, barracking for poets.
Exactly, I know. Yeah, sport and arts rise, together at last.
As he walks into the Sydney Opera House, bring it on.
Exactly. Hey, so you're going to do a show tomorrow? Is that the plan?
Look, at this stage, I think we're up for a show. Yeah, why not?
Okay.
It's going to be fun. Actually, a couple of weeks ago on the show, we spoke about the social media bans that have been in place in Iran and how they've been lifted recently. And with that in mind, our Twitterati guest, that's the segment where which we call kind of clickbait for the cultural elite, is going to be an Iranian journalist. So we'll get all the latest happenings out of Iran. Big news about the murder of Iran's cyber warfare chief. Sounds interesting, yeah. Why Saudi Arabia cancelled its UN speech, all these big stories and more. I might ask him to do it in poetry just to spice things up, make it a bit of a slam.
In Farsi as well, I'm sure.
Indeed. And, of course, after seven, we've got the quiz again. All the contestants in the quiz this week will be ushered to the Radio National studios using com cars from Barnaby Joyce and George Brandis. So I think that's going to go well.
Yes, and they'll have lots of books for research.
They will, yeah. Yes. It'll all be repaid in due course. No, nothing to look at here.
Sounds fun, Jules. We'll hear you tomorrow.